CBS Eye on the World. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman's here, and we're going to Sierra Space because they're giving us a full-scale module of what, Bob? What am I looking at?
They've blown something up, John. Let's make it this precise. They built a full-scale model, prototype of their inflatable space station module they call LIFE. This is to be built on the Orbital Reef Space Station that Sierra Space is partnering with Blue Origin to build as one of the commercial space stations under construction. And what Sierra Space is doing is it's building inflatable modules. In other words, they're smaller when they're launched, but when they get into space, they inflate. Another company, Bigelow, has already launched several versions of this. One is attached to ISS right now. But before they launch it, they want to test it. They want to test it to failure. And this is what they did. I've got links to the actual explosion behind the black. They pumped atmosphere into this full-scale module until it blew up. And it blew up at 77 psi per pounds per square inch, which is significantly above, more than 27% above the recommended maximum operating pressure of about 60 psi. Notice they proved that this thing will not burst at normal operating operations. So it's a good thing. They're now ready to start building the real thing for the space station, John.
There is a reconsideration at Harvard. How so, Bob?
I would say reconsideration is a nice way to put it. The Harvard Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been caught. Its major managers, the CEO, its executive vice president, its senior vice presidents have all been discovered having been publishing multiple papers over decades now with manipulated data. Image data that was cut and pasted incorrectly, a lot of errors. The point is, it's not just the heads of this particular institution. There are dozens and dozens of other medical researchers on these papers. They're co-written by 10 to 20 people a lot of times. And none of them noticed any of these errors or were part of falsifying the data. This just tells us another example of the corruption that's in the upper echelons of the Ivy League, and it tells us we shouldn't trust. Maybe we shouldn't be sending our kids there, John.
Smartphones, the kids. You're worried about it, Bob. What's up?
Yes, this might explain what's going on at Harvard. There's more evidence that smartphones are really a bad thing for kids. You should not give your kid a smartphone. They should wait till they're 18 years old because it appears to be doing significant damage to the development of their brains. There's been, since smartphones became ubiquitous about a decade ago, there's been a rise in childhood depression, anxiety, autism, an inability for kids to control their emotions. Socialization is gone down. Basically, kids shouldn't be using smartphones. That we've discovered, and maybe that's what all the Harvard researchers have been doing, John, using smartphones as kids, and it's warped their brain.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. Ingenuity is healthy. There's news. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,